thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full, along with all the interviews, tips and chat, just catch the full show plus some extra tracks that you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on every Monday at 1 p.m. with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. with new episodes every other week. But for now, enjoy the Happy Hour podcast. Welcome back to the Happy Hour, your great mix of music and conversations around sight loss, mental health and well-being.
And on today's show, we have more great tips to help look after your well-being, plus, of course, more of your favorite songs. So let's set the mood with this one. It's Madonna.
Madonna and her 1984 pop track, Dress You Up. I don't know about you, but I don't think this one gets played enough. You are listening to The Happy Hour with Holly and Paulina, and of course, it's RNIB Connect Radio.
Yes, we're back again, and we're keeping you company until the end of this hour with some really amazing features. So what do we have on today, Holly?
Well, I'll be checking out Jumpy Cat app, a simple and accessible fitness app. So I'll be getting sweaty so you don't have to.
Well, better you than me. Meanwhile, I'll be sharing a lovely conversation with Mr. Nicky Williams about the importance of staying connected and how much joy listening to books really brings him.
And finally, Ellie Marsh will be finding out about five senses therapy and how getting a nice massage can help us relax.
So all of that coming on the show today, but before we hear Holly get a warm up with her Jumpy Cat demo, we can do some warming up ourselves. So here's a track to get you moving. And I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired.
Jumpy Cat is a simple and accessible fitness app suitable for people of all levels of fitness. The app can compose personalised audio and video workouts on demand with detailed audio guidance in a variety of training styles from agility to yoga. You can enjoy thousands of free workouts wherever and whenever you want. Let's dive into the app.
Jumpy Cat. Double tap to open. Jumpy Cat. Create workout. Heading.
When you open the app, it prompts you to create a workout, and here you can choose the various options to customize your workout. But first, let's take a look at the tabs at the bottom of the screen.
Tab bar. Selected. Create. Tab. 1 of 3. Completed. Tab. 2 of 3. More. Tab. 3 of 3.
Let's take a look at the More tab.
More. Heading. Fitness Coach Pro. Heading. Pro subscription. Button. Restore purchase. Button. Voice instruct. Selected. Basic voice guidance. Button. Sets basic voice guidance for exercises. Detailed voice guidance. Button. Sets detailed for guidance for exercises.
So you have a couple of options for voice guidance. The basic voice guidance doesn't give any instructions. So I'm very new to this, so I'm going to go for the detailed voice guidance.
Selected. Detailed voice guidance.
Now that we've set up the voice guidance, let's go back to the Create tab.
Tab bar. Create. Tab.
Here we can customize our workout.
Type button. Free heading.
So in the type section, we can choose the workout we want.
Pick me up 10, 15 minutes. Button. Quick session 20, 30 minutes. Button. Full session 35, 60 minutes. Button. Active recovery 15, 40 minutes. Active recovery 15, 40 minutes. Button. 3. Heading. Pick me up. 10. 15 minutes. Button.
I'm going to go for the pick me up option.
Type. Button. Pick me up. 10. 15 minutes. Button. Body area. Button.
In here, you can select the area of your body you want it to focus on.
3. Heading. Full body. Button. Core and abs. Button. Lower body. Button. Pro. Heading.
Now, there are limited options with the free version, and as you can tell, there are also options with the paid or pro version.
Create. Free. Heading. Full body. Button.
I'll go for full body.
Type. Button. Duration. Button. Free. Heading. 10 minutes. Button. 15 minutes. Button.
I will go for 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Button. Type. Button. Pick me up. Body area. Full body. Duration. Button. 10 minutes. Button. Difficulty. Button. Level 1. Light. Button.
So there are various levels to choose from.
3. Heading. Level 1. Light. Button. Level 2. Mellow. Button. Level 3. Sweaty. Button. Level 4. Challenge. Button. Level 5. Beast. Button. Level 5. Beast. Button.
Well, I'm certainly not a beast, so I'm going to go for level 1.
3. Heading. Level 1. Light. Type. Button. Pick me up. Body. Full. Duration. 10 minutes. Difficult. Level 1. Style. Agility and reps per style. Button.
So let's have a look at the styles.
3. Heading. Agility and mobility. Button. Cardio and hit. Button. Low impact. Button. Power and strength. Button. Tone and shape. Button. Pro. Heading.
Again, there are free and paid for options in here.
Cardio and hit. Low impact. Button. Type. Button. Pick me up. Body. Full. Duration. 10. Difficult. Level. Style. Low. Reps per exercise. Button. Balanced. A few reps. Button.
One thing worth noting is whenever you select an option, it does take you to the top of the screen, so you do have to swipe all the way down. Now we want it to design our workout, so let's find the Design My Workout button.
Design My Workout button. Jumpy Cat exit button. Cancels the workout. Optimizing media ellipsis dimmed. Your workout today dimmed. Workout summary: 10 minutes low impact for the full body dimmed. Workout format: 1 groups of 8 exercises dimmed. Workout pace: 40 seconds on, 20 seconds off per exercise dimmed. Warm up included dimmed. Cool down included dimmed. Let's begin button.
Let's give it a go.
Landscape. Charge port to the right. Close.
Now I need to find the play button.
Back. Play pause toggle button.
It's worth noting that all of these buttons are labeled.
Circle steps. Instructions. Imagine a circle on the ground. With your legs close together and parallel to each other, take small and quick steps around the circle. Switch direction every time you make one full circle. Let's get our muscles warmed up first. We're doing circle steps first. Keep that whole body nice and rigid, those abs, torso, and legs. We're gonna do head nods next. 3, 2, 1. Head nods. Instructions. In a narrow stance, breathe out and slowly bring your chin towards your chest into a nod. Inhale to straighten your neck back up to neutral. Head nods. Don't tilt your neck backward, just return to neutral. Half point. Keep it going. All right, warm-ups all done. Let's move on to our workout, starting off with step jacks. Step jacks. Instructions. Stand up straight, with your feet about hips width apart. With an exhale, step one leg out to the side, and raise your arms above your head. As you inhale, step your foot back in, and bring your arms down. Repeat on the other side. Step jacks. Flex those arms and shoulders, and move them with control. 3, 2, 1. Quick break. Try to take deep breaths.
For the purposes of this demonstration, I'm not going to put you through me doing a full workout. Overall, I'm really impressed with Jumpy Cat. It gives clear and detailed guidance and doesn't rely on you being able to see the screen like many apps do. I would recommend it to anyone that wants to get into home workouts.
Amy McDonald, and that's a really great tune from her, Dream On. And of course, you're listening to the Happy Hour right now. Holly and Paulina still with you. And Holly, did you manage to finally catch your breath after doing that exercise with Jumpy Cat?
Eventually. I think it told me one thing, that I clearly don't do enough workouts enough.
So I do have one burning question. Why the name? Do you know? Why Jumpy Cat?
Well, actually, I do know the answer to that. Apparently, it was named after their cat who was really playful. And that's kind of cute, isn't it?
Oh, it is adorable. I love cats. I know you're more of a dog person, though.
Yeah, I've got a cat, though, and I do love my cat equally as much as my dog.
Oh, there you go. Well, I got that completely wrong. Well, if you do want to try the Jumpy Cat app, I hope you got a bit of a flavor from Holly. I don't know, are you going to use it, Holly, over the next month?
I want to say yes.
But you'll try.
I'll report back.
As always. So what do we have coming up next, Holly?
Well, you should actually know this one, because Paulina, you will be chatting to Nikki Williams about joining RNIB's phone groups, making some new friends, and the importance of just having a chat. That's coming up very shortly, but before that, let's hear some Amy Winehouse. Here she is.
Oh, I love this one as well.
Oh, it's such a good song, isn't it? And this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no progress.
You're listening to the Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio, and now we're going to chat with someone very special. We're going to be speaking with Nikki Williams, who is using the RNIB phone groups. He is a big fan of audiobooks, and he has a little bit of experience with radio, so I thought it would be lovely to invite him here and just chat about the last year of the pandemic and how he's doing, and maybe just a little bit about well-being and the things that help him. It's so nice to have you here with us, Nikki.
Hello.
So, Nikki, could you tell us a little bit about your sight condition, or how much sight you have?
I have no sight at all. None at all, really. It's Leber syndrome. So that's all I know about it, really.
And you were born with it as well, weren't you?
Yes, I was, yes.
So let's take it back to, I guess, current times. And obviously the last long while has been really, really hard because everyone's been having to self-isolate. We had, obviously, COVID around. And it's been quite challenging for yourself as well, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, when you can't see your friends, and it's a bit tough.
Did you have to stay at home mostly, or were you okay to go out?
I stayed home at the start, but in the last 2 months, I've been going down the shop.
And how is it? How does it feel to have that, I guess, freedom back?
It was good. It was good. Yes, very good. And I recently went over my friends. I went over last week, so that was good. I spent the night over there.
And how were you able to keep in touch with your friends throughout the pandemic?
On the phone, we mainly phoned each other every night.
Did you feel quite lonely during that time?
Well, thank God I had my family around me. So that was one relief. But there are people out there who haven't got that. But thank God I had my family there. So that was good.
Yeah, but even with your family, you took advantage of some of the support provided by charity RNIB as well, haven't you?
Oh, yes. So I had a lot of conference meetings with them.
Is it one of the phone groups you took part in, yeah?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Still doing them.
Oh, how do you like them? How do they go? I've never been to any of those, actually.
They're pretty good, really. There's some where you could have special topics you could talk about. Like there's the film one, there's the TV and film, there's the sports group. But also there are just others where you just socialize and talk about anything.
And have you had any book conversations? Because I know you're a big audiobook listener.
Oh, yes. I recently joined the book one, so yeah. That's every month on a Thursday, that is.
That's brilliant. Is there a book you could recommend right now? Anything that you're reading that's really good?
There's a book I've been listening to, which I've downloaded on my friend that used to download online. It's the Extinction Files by A.G. Riddle.
Oh, what is it about?
It's about this pandemic. It's this virus just going round, and it's how people are coping with it, and they're trying to find cure, how to save people's lives. It's a pretty long book.
It sounds quite topical. It sounds like it's a little bit about real life right now, doesn't it?
Yes. So it tells you it can happen.
So what would you say? Over the last over a year now, what was the one thing that really helped you, I guess, stay positive and upbeat? Because you're quite a positive fella.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose it's the talking books I get from the RNIB. They are good. They keep me going. Just listen to a good book or just put your headphones on and just slap on some loud music.
and just have a bit of quiet, just you time.
Yes.
Just cut off from the world.
Yes, lock yourself away for a bit.
So obviously, like you were born with no sight. Do you think in some way it made it a bit like you were used to it from the beginning? But I imagine you still had ups and downs when it came to kind of coming to grip with your sight condition.
Yeah, I suppose I am used to it now. I don't know any different, really, do I suppose? I keep saying to other people that I feel sorry for the people who've had this sight and then just lost it. How are they going to cope? It must be worse for them because they've had the sight just so they knew what stuff looked like.
But you still had, I imagine you still had your own challenges, did you?
Oh, yeah, going about and that, yeah. At the start, finding your way around places, trying to mix with other people, it can be challenging, but once you know them, I suppose, and they know you, you seem to get on well.
It's almost all about, I guess, finding that confidence in yourself to just be who you are and not be worried about it or nervous about it.
Yeah, and with the sight loss, I'm happy enough to talk to people. I used to have a few kids stare at me, but I told them, look, I said, if you want to know about it, just, you know, you could always ask me questions and I'll tell you.
It's quite loud where you are. Do you have family over right now?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah, I think I hear some kids in the background.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's my niece. is my nieces.
Oh, well, they're sounding like they're having a blast. I imagine they really help perk up your days.
Oh, they do. It's nice here in them. It's lovely. I'd be lost. It'd be difficult if we didn't have them.
No, I know we often, I feel like the last, if anything, during the pandemic, people have become more confident in speaking up about their own mental health.
I've never experienced it, mental health, but my friend, who he says when he suffers from it, and 1 minute he's fine, and then the next minute he can have a downfall, and, you know, it can happen to anyone.
Do you speak with your friend when they feel like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He says it always helps. When you know, just, you know, it's just, he enjoys it. Me not say anything, just sit there and just let him talk. Let him to say what he's got to say. And he finds that helpful.
Because sometimes, yeah, just having someone to listen and be there for you is really enough.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. It really helps, and there's just not enough people out there who can do stuff like that over there.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of charities out there, but they are constantly in need of more volunteers.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Now, Nikki, I feel like I'm keeping you away from your family, so
it's no problem.
One last question. What, I guess, do you have anything exciting planned for today, or are you just going to be hanging out with your fam?
I'm just going to be hanging about with everyone. I'll be talking to my friends later.
That sounds lovely.
And that should be good.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for speaking with us on the Happy Hour, and for just
Before I go, could I say something, please?
Yes, please go ahead.
I'd like to say a message to anyone who's listening. If you do feel you need a bit of help, please, please, just do not think you can sit there and suffer. You could always phone the RNIB helpline. That's 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, and they will always be there to help you.
Oh, there we go, Nikki. You're taking over my job for giving those details. Thank you so much.
I know. Sorry.
Thank you so much. Now, one last thing. Actually, I just remember before I go. You do have a bit of background when it comes to radio, don't you?
I do. Yes, I used to volunteer on a community station. Yes, talking to people on the phone and talking live on air to people. Yes, I. That's very good, that is. You get to speak to a lot of new people, and everyone's there. It is. You get a lot of strange calls, especially on the evenings.
Yeah. Oh, well, we know all about that. Well, Nikki, again, thank you so much for speaking on the Happy Hour. You have a lovely day today.
Thank you very much. And you too. Thank you.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we'll have more on the Happy Hour shortly after this one.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
And now we're going to hear from RNIB Connect Radio's Ellie Marsh, who has been catching up with Five Senses Therapy to get some insight on how we can all be a little bit calmer in our day-to-day lives.
Wellness is something that's a little bit of a buzzword at the moment, and it means different things to different people. But one way that we can look after ourselves is to find calmness wherever we are. I'm joined now by Nina Chesworth, the founder of Five Sense Therapy. Thank you so much for joining us, Nina. So can you tell us a little bit about what Five Sense Therapy is and the philosophy behind it?
So Five Senses Therapy is my practice, and I provide holistic therapies. This ranges from massage therapy, which includes aromatherapy, Swedish body, and reflexology massage. I also provide a spa meditation treatment, which is a non-touch therapy, and that focuses around meditation and self-massage. That's more of a journey experience.
And what do you think people get out of, one, the massages themselves, and two, the non-touch therapy as well? What would you say is the biggest difference between what people get out of those two experiences?
I think with the massage, there's more of a physical kind of release through massage, because it's work on the body. So you are working on tension and physical knots in the muscles. So with full body massage, there's more of that physical release. And there's also, you know, the touch, you know, human touch. With the non-touch therapy, it's more mindful, I suppose, more of a mindful release. You kind of, it gives you the opportunity to kind of go in on yourself and have that relax, that moment, that hour just for your mind to rest and relax. So it's a bit more mindful.
It's so important, isn't it, to have those moments throughout your life. And you yourself are registered blind, and you focus a lot on other senses like smell and obviously touch through massage. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works and how you incorporate the different senses into your work?
So my treatment room is a little urban oasis, and my focus is around the senses. Basically, I want to try and awaken everybody else's senses. When I lost my sight, my other senses, I became more aware of them. And, you know, I started noticing smells a lot more and sounds. And it's not that they got any better, it's just I became more aware of them. And that just helped me become more embodied in myself and become more aware of my body and my senses. And I wanted to try and share that with other people and help them awaken their senses, because they're so powerful, and they can provide you with so much information. And so through the therapy, when you enter into my treatment room, you're automatically, the senses are beginning to work, because I have lots of smells going on, the sounds, I have holistic sounds playing, touch as well. Not only through the massage and me physically touching you, but I have different kind of like fabrics around and tactile things dotted about and on the bed, and just things there to awaken the senses, to make you aware of them. So you walk in and you might think, oh, what's that smell? Oh, that feels really nice. You know, something that you might not really take that moment and that time to do before.
Absolutely. I spoke to someone the other day that runs, sort of walks through the countryside experiences, and then just sitting and closing your eyes and actually thinking about your other senses. What can you hear? What can you smell? And this is for fully sighted people as well, can go to five sense therapy.
Yes, of course, that's it. It's not just for visually impaired people. You know, I want it to be accessible for everybody. You know, we've all got them senses, and I think we should all be aware of them.
And you retrained and started five sense therapy in the middle of the pandemic. That must have been really tricky to try and start something that you're in a room with somebody else during a pandemic. What was that experience like for you to start up this company in that kind of time?
Yeah, it was challenging. So the course that I was doing, I was on the course as the pandemic struck. So I was 6 months in and still had 5 months left to do. So we had to deal with that going from in person to online. And obviously, as a blind student, I was learning a lot through touch. Again, another sense, you know, the tutor, the way that she would teach me is by doing the massage on me, which was great because I always got a massage. But that was how I learned, because I couldn't see her demonstrating the routine. She would do it on me, and then I would learn what she was doing, how she was moving her hands, what direction she was going, and then through description as well. So when the pandemic hit and we went online, you know, obviously we had to do it through the computer, and being blind as well. So it was a very challenging time. But the college were amazing, and they worked around it as best they could with me. And my tutor was still provided lots of descriptive things for me to do. And yeah, we worked around it, and I qualified, so that was good. I passed all my exams, so I still managed it. It was challenging, but I think doing the practice as well and having that regular interaction, you know, being mindful and meditating, and it really helped keep me calm and go through the process.
In such a stressful time as well, that it was so stressful for lots of people.
Yeah, yeah.
What would be your advice then for somebody who's looking, maybe is feeling stressed or is wanting to be more mindful and maybe try meditation? Where do you even start? Because it's such a big topic, and it can be quite daunting if you've never done it before. What would be your advice for somebody who's wanting to sort of try it or give it a go?
You know, like you say, there are lots of things that are out there for people to do now. I came across a lady the other day as well who provides blind yoga classes. So she does a podcast and it's very descriptive. So there are a lot more things becoming accessible for people with visual impairment as well as sighted people. You know, there's so much mindful meditation, yoga, massage. You know, it can be overwhelming. I think for me, my advice would be just have a look around, see what feels comfortable with you, see what fits well. You know, you don't have to try everything to know what fits. You can just look into things, read about what you do, and then see if it fits with you, and then give it a try, because it can be expensive as well. You know, there are lots of things you can do online. I provide tutorial videos for self-massage, so you could try that to start with, following one of my tutorial videos and just see how that feels. You know, see if touch feels okay for you. You could maybe get your partner to do it for you to start with, and then, you know, if that feels nice and feels okay, then you know, you can book in for a massage. Meditation as well. There are lots of guided meditation videos on YouTube or on the internet. And I, again, do some guided meditation videos. And you can find all of them on my Facebook page. And you could, you know, just giving it a try and seeing what sits well with you.
That's great advice, Nina. Thank you very much. If we want to go and find some of the guided meditation or the self sort of massage videos, where can we find them and find out more about Five Sense Therapy?
So I am on Facebook and Instagram, and it's both Five Senses Therapy UK. And I also have a website, which is www.fivesensestherapy.co.uk. You can either direct message me on there or send me an email, and I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about what they're interested in, to see if they want to start the journey, if they want to just talk about the senses and how their senses, you know, what journey they've been going on with their senses since their sight has deteriorated.
Nina, thank you so much for joining us. It's been absolutely fascinating to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much once again to Ellie for that really interesting interview. Now, what do you think about having a nice massage? Like, do you like them? Would you try it? Is that something you would do to relax?
I don't know. Personally, I'd find it relaxing, but maybe if I really needed it because of an injury or whatever, then maybe it would help with the pain, but I don't think it would be my go-to relaxation technique. But everyone's different, so let us know if you find massages relaxing. What about you, Paulina?
I love buying them as gifts because I have quite a few friends that love going to spas. And I think they just hit the nail on the head in that interview. It's just something you can do for someone else if you want to maybe help them on stress. Personally, I've not had a massage in ages, so yeah, I don't know, maybe I should book in. I prefer sitting at home and reading a book and listening to music. That's my way to unwind.
Yeah, that's my idea of relaxing at home as well. But if you're looking for some Christmas present inspiration, then maybe a massage could be the perfect gift for someone who maybe needs to de-stress and relax.
There we go. Such a good idea from Holly. Now, we still have our music therapy moment to come on the show, but we're going to take a music break so Holly and I can take a moment to relax. What is the song, Holly? Can you introduce it?
Now we're going to hear Portugal the Man and Feel It Still.
I keep my hands on myself.
That's bringing us to the end of the happy hour today.
Thank you so much for keeping us company. It's been such a good show, and we do have a final special treat for you today.
It's time to share our music therapy moment with you, and it's a special one as chatting about their new track, here's Follow the Compass.
Hi, I'm Adam from Follow the Compass, and I wanted to talk with you about our song, Make It to Morning. This is a song about holding on to hope even when things are difficult for us, and trusting that we're growing ever stronger as we cling to that hope and we persevere through the difficulties we face. Circumstances can be really hard, and on top of those, the loneliness and negativity that can fill our mind can be real challenges for all of us. It can even lead to despair, the absence of hope. Make It to Morning is a song that says our life is more than the sum of our problems, and that something good is working in our favor and molding who we are. We're warriors, and while fighting this fight can be so hard, we can find the source of hope that helps us keep going. Make It to Morning is a song that says you are not alone and that things will get better.
Oh, that was such a lovely message. Thank you very much. We're so excited to share this song with you, and I'm very sorry we're interrupting, but you know what? If you would like to share your own meaningful track with us and get featured on a future episode of The Happy Hour, it's quite easy.
It's really simple. Just email radio@rnib.org.uk, tweet us @RNIBRadio, or find us on Facebook, where RNIB Connect Radio, and drop us a message there.
Yes, we'd love to hear what songs mean a lot to you, or perhaps just help brighten up your day, so definitely, definitely get in touch.
Let's not delay any longer. We'll leave you with this track from Follow the Compass. It's Make It to Morning.
The morning, oh, I need to see the day. I'm needing the sun to come out and shine on this lonely way. Make it to morning, my heart is held in your hands, my mind's grown uneasy and my toes.
Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full along with all the interviews, tips, and our chat, just catch the full show plus some extra tracks that you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on every Monday at 1 p.m. with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. And we have new episodes every other week. But for now, I hope you enjoyed the Happy Hour podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.